Blog Talk Radio.
This is Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Make sure you check us out on blogtalkradio.com. Get Deep and Keep It Real. You can also find us on Facebook, Get Deep and Keep It Real, and of course on Twitter. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to hit us up on our Facebook account and on our Twitter account. So any comments or questions or any special requests for guests or show topics, please always feel free to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. And if you would like to call into the show, please do. Our number is 347-215-9738. That's 347-215-9738. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Hi, good afternoon. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Yes, I'm back at my regular time slot today. It's Wednesday, 5 p.m. I'm glad you're able to join me. I have a very special show for you today. Many of you know, if you've been a long-time listener, that 2 years ago this month, and to be exact, on the 14th, I had surgery and I had my thyroid removed. And at that time, I found out I had thyroid cancer, so that's why it was removed totally. So before that, I never had any symptoms or problems, and it was just by another medical problem that they discovered I had some issues. So today I'm doing a show on thyroid disease and thyroid problems. And I'm doing this show because there is a lot of miseducation going on about thyroid disease. And actually just a lot of people are not aware that they could really be walking around with a thyroid problem, because thyroid disease does mimic so many different other problems. And so I do want to be an advocate to say just to ask your doctor, as part of, if you're a female, as part of your annual exam, whether it's for your pap smear or your breast exam or just your annual physical, to please ask for some thyroid testing and, if necessary, even ultrasounds, just to make sure your thyroid is in good working order, and the same thing with men as well. For your yearly physical, please ask for some thyroid testing. So in honor of that, and in fact, this month is Thyroid Awareness Month, so you can Google that and get some more information on thyroid issues and problems. So in honor of that, I have a very special guest on my show. She's a personal trainer and also an author, and she's just done some very thoughtful things, written some very thoughtful things on thyroid issues and exercise and how it relates to your thyroid. And so I'm very happy to have her on my show today, because I think not only will I be educated, but you as the listener will also be educated on some very good information concerning hypothyroidism, thyroid disease, and exercise, and anything else we happen just to talk about. Well, without further ado, I would like to introduce and bring Raina on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm great. I didn't want to mess up your last name, so could you please introduce yourself to my listeners, please?
I sure will. My name's Raina Krantz.
Thank you. And you're with, is it Conscious Fitness?
Yeah, that's my business name, Conscious Fitness. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great, great. Thank you so much for joining me today. I was just so excited. I found like when I read your article, and the article that I'm referring to is, of course, now I can't remember the name of it, but it was the one about exercise and
mm-hmm.
how,
called, I'm sorry, go on.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
It was called Finding the Balance, a story
yes.
of exercise intolerance, right?
I love that article because for the 2 years that I've had this issue, weight and exercise has been a huge problem for me and for many other people that I know that I see on Facebook who are suffering from thyroid disease as well. And you gave me hope. You really gave me hope. So
that gives me
goosebumps. So when I read that article, I was like, I must have this lady on my show. So could you kind of tell us about yourself and share as much as you would like to share about your journey and why you kind of got into all of this?
Okay. I am 50 years old, just turned 50 in June, and I have been a personal trainer since I'm about 20. So I've been in the business for 30 years, and I've been struggling with my weight pretty much all my life. I'm not your typical personal trainer that has this perfect body and no body fat and tons of muscles all over. There have been times in my life that I have looked that way, but it's been very, very hard for me to maintain. It was probably about 10 years ago when I started to notice that I was putting on weight for absolutely no reason. I had been eating very cleanly all my life, exercising regularly, and there was no reason for it. And I was getting my thyroid checked, you know, every year, and everything was in line. All my numbers were right, so they were just keeping an eye on everything. It was about when I turned 47, 48, I got tested for full blood work, and I was diagnosed with hypothyroid at that point, and I was very upset. But at this point, I had put on probably about 10 pounds in a matter of 3 weeks, and I was very, very determined to say, okay, we need to do something about this.
Right.
It was about seven weeks later, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, and so that took a whole other turn as far as just dealing with hypothyroid. I was also dealing with the autoimmune part of it, so there was a lot of going on as far as the food and the diet and supplements. But more importantly was what I was noticing about exercise. I was noticing that my tolerance to be able to do the amount of exercise that I used to do, the intensity in which I could do it at, and how quickly I was fatiguing while I was doing it was becoming very, very upsetting to me. So I started to do a lot of research as to what actually happened physiologically to the body with Hashimoto's. And what was very interesting that I found was a lot of it had to do with the way that the body broke down food, stored it into the muscles for muscle contraction. There actually is an impairment that happens, and it changes the way that your body actually utilizes your fuel. And it's not working efficiently anymore. And so therefore there comes the rapid fatigue during exercise. And then more importantly, what also happens is the crashing after exercise, because the body just can't recuperate. It cannot recover. And I was like, I'm bound and determined to get past this. And it wasn't until most recently that did that start to really get a lot worse. And I started to notice that I was putting on weight again because I wasn't exercising as much, and I started to do a little bit more research. And in this research, I got a little bit more into the science of it and getting into the thyroid levels and the thyroid numbers. And that really changed my whole perspective as to what was really happening. When I got on the blog sites and I started to see how many people were unable to exercise or unable to exercise at the intensity that they were at, so they just kind of gave up because they were in so much pain for days and days and days after normal amount of exercise, it has to do with T3. It has to do with T3 and the intensity in which you are training at. Now, basically, at an intensity level of over 70% of your maximal attainable heart rate, T3 starts to drop considerably. and it remains at a low level for anywhere to 24 to 48 hours after exercise. And for a lot of people, that lower T3 really affects their energy level.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really, really the key for me. When I started to understand that, then I started to understand what I needed to change in the way that I was training so that I can train on a daily basis without crashing for two mm-hmm. or 3 days, 5 days. So here's the most important part about that. With hypothyroid, in order for you to determine what 70% of your maximal attainable heart rate is, you do your regular carbonin formula, which is 220 minus your age, minus your resting heart rate. Your resting heart rate for hypothyroid is going to be much lower than an average person, correct? Along with also probably your blood pressure. So 70% doesn't necessarily correlate with people with hypothyroid. We're going to have to lower those heart rates a little bit more. And there's something called the rating. Yeah, the rate. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It really does. Luckily, I was in the military, and, you know, we had to do all that PT stuff. So, yes, I'm very familiar with
mm-hmm.
it.
Good. Now, there's also something called the rating of perceived exertion. It's called the Borg chart scale. And I use it with my clients that are, like, on beta blockers whose blood pressure and heart rate is controlled by the medication. So going by heart rate would be very, very inaccurate. And this is going by perceived exertion. So this may also help your listeners in the sense that if you're feeling like you're working too hard, then you are.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
So if you are training at 70% or lower, and I would probably put it more like at 60%, for mm-hmm. most individuals, you'll find that you may not have those crashes. And you'll probably be able to exercise every other day and eventually work up to a little bit every day. But here's also something that's very important is the fact that there are some people who haven't exercised in a really long time. And for them,
mm-hmm. so that would be me.
Yeah. For them, there's a very simple formula for this. The American Heart Association recommends for individuals who are challenged in some way, whether it be cardiovascular, diabetes, so on and so forth. The basic foundation for starting a fitness program would be doing a minimum of 10 minutes of walking at a moderate or low to moderate pace, something that's comfortable. And you start there, and then you build up. Two times a day at 10 minutes, three times a day at 10 minutes, and then eventually maybe once every few days for 30 minutes. You've got to actually allow your body to bounce back. And there's a healing process that goes along with that. So you have to build up.
Wow.
Was that?
No, that was awesome. I love that. And that's why I really wanted to have you on the show, because I'm sure there's so many listeners out there just like you and just like myself. I mean, I was almost coming to fights and arguments with doctors and with, you know, I'm dating, and just people not really understanding, like, okay, you know, I kept telling my doctors, I'm not the same person I used to be. And and all I ever got was, and you're never going to be. Okay, yeah, I get that, but that's a cop-out. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like, this is ridiculous where I go from, you know, kind of being this workaholic person and being able to juggle school and all these things to I can barely do 6 or 8 hours at work. And just come home and feel like I've just did 12 hours. And all I ever got was, you're just an overachiever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no. So finally, I mean, and I'm a veteran. I get my care through the VA. So after many fights and having to do a lot of research on my own and bringing in different articles to them, finally I was able to get them to give me T3 along with my T4. And then I also just, you know, sacrificed the money, and I went out and got with the integrative doctor as well.
And that's really good that you're doing that. That's
yes.
great. Supplements are wonderful.
Yes.
I do want to
yes.
give a little shout-out to thyroidchange.org, because if it wasn't for them, I would not have been able to write this blog, so I'd like to shout out to Michelle Bickford. She wanted me to share their mission for thyroidchange.org. And basically, they're working on a collaborative effort to get treatment that contains exactly what you said, T3 therapies and testing beyond the TSH. And I think they're doing great work, so I wanted to give them a shout out.
Yeah, I'm happy you brought that up because I did want to, make people aware of the different organizations, because that's another thing. As rampant as I'm coming to find out that thyroid disease is and all the different issues, there's so little information about thyroid disease, and then let alone if you have thyroid cancer, there's just not much out there. And I was probably a good 6 months to a year out before I truly found any substantial support groups online through Facebook.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, you know, this is crazy. There was nothing at all, you know. And, you know, by also having the thyroid cancer, there was just, like, my doctors didn't even think that I maybe needed counseling. I'm like, come on, really? And all you ever heard is, oh, thyroid cancer is the good cancer. What is that? Who says that?
Thyroid disease is the good thyroid disease.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
And I had to correct a lot of doctors. I started telling them, no, what you mean to say is that it's a more curable or manageable cancer, but it's not a good cancer, okay?
No, no cancer.
Right.
Nothing. But it's really interesting. They want to throw pills at us, the antidepressants.
Yes.
They want to give us Valium to go to sleep. It's absolutely, absolutely horrible. But I can tell you this. I've been doing this for 30 years. And I take a holistic approach to exercise. I take a holistic approach to nutrition. And I take a holistic approach to supplements and medication. I don't have anything against the Western community or, you know, the medical doctors and medicine.
Mm-hmm,
I think
mm-hmm.
that there's a good place for all of that. But I also think that we have to be advocates for our health, do the research, find the supplements that meet our needs, and check it against your medication to make sure there's no contraindications whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it means natural doesn't mean that it's good for you or it's safe.
Right.
So you've got to make sure that you do that. Yeah. But so
I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah.
Because I feel the same way about you. I'm very much into more natural paths and more natural approaches. And that was also a frustration of mine because there just didn't seem to be much out there for someone who doesn't have their thyroid anymore as far as what you can take. And then the things that are out there, your doctors don't want to touch it. They don't want to talk to you about it. So it's very hard. It's very,
hard. I'm finding if you have done the research and you have that information and you go into a doctor and you find that he's willing to listen to you, then you've hit gold. You've hit pay dirt, you know?
Yeah.
And I have an endocrinologist that's like that. In fact, he knows how I am about supplements. He's also an athlete, so he understands where I'm coming from. And, in fact, today he gave me some really great news. My antibodies are down, and I'm so excited.
Yay, they're
down considerably, and I know that's why I was feeling better. And here's the funny part about that. When I told him what I was doing to help bring down my antibodies, and he says, well, you know, they don't typically go down. Well, 2 years later, here we are.
Wow.
And he's thrilled. He's absolutely thrilled. So I'm excited about
that. Now, I know you're not a nutritionist or anything like that, but do you have just like some general comments or tips on how people should, because normally when I'm just talking with people and I find out they have thyroid disease, you know, I'll tell them, it's probably best not to consume as many processed foods. But I know where we live. We live in America. That's very hard. And I know for myself sometimes I try to do the 80-20 rule. And I can really tell the difference when I've, you know, engaged a little bit too much into these products because it just kind of beats me down.
I do the 85-15% rule.
Okay.
So, but I don't eat any processed food at all, and I haven't for a very, very, very long time, even before I was diagnosed with it. So that kind of goes along with the health and the personal training thing. But I am gluten-free, completely gluten-free now. I do not follow any particular diet. I do not do paleo. I do not do autoimmune. I am following common sense nutrition. I eat about 40 to 45% of my carbohydrates. I mean, 40 to 45% of my food is coming from carbohydrates. I exercise.
Okay.
You need good quality carbohydrates. Good.
Okay.
No.
Now, what I also wanted to ask you as well, is there any particular types of exercise that you would recommend over others for people suffering with, and also the second question is going to be, I was wondering if you could kind of explain to my listeners what, how do you say it again? The type of thyroid disease that you have?
Hashimoto's, thyroiditis.
Hashimoto's, thank you, Hashimoto's.
Yeah.
Okay, I lived in Asia, but not in Japan, so okay, I felt that.
Keep in mind, this would not fit you as well at this moment. This would be something that you could work up to. But what I like most about just understanding the way that the ATP breaks down, that's the fuel that resynthesizes and produces fuel for the muscles, for muscle contraction. This happens every 2 minutes. So what I like, the kind of workout that works best for me, is doing circuit training. So where I do 2 minutes of a cardiovascular activity, I jump off whatever I'm using and go and do a weight machine or dumbbells or two physical weight training exercises, and then I jump back onto another piece of cardio equipment, and I go back and forth for about 45 minutes. And heart rate's up the whole time, and I'm getting my weight training in. And with that, you don't really have to train very heavy with weights, and you can still get the strength gain results from it. So it's wonderful.
Okay.
It's a wonderful workout. And Hashimoto's thyroiditis, what did you want to know about that?
Yes. Could you just explain to us? Because I myself don't really know much about it because that's not what I had.
Right. That is what it is. It's an autoimmune disease, very much like rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, lupus. It's an autoimmune disease. And what it is my immune system is actually attacking my thyroid. And that is the reason. Yeah, that is the reason why I have become hypothyroid. So you can have Hashimoto's for 3 to 10 years prior to your thyroid becoming destroyed enough to where you become hypothyroid. There is no treatment for the autoimmune, no medicine whatsoever. So they have to wait until you become hypothyroid before you can be put on medication for the thyroid. Some people suffer a very long time.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So you still actually have your thyroid, but it's basically diseased somewhat, or it attacks your body.
Well, basically, what I was talking about, my antibodies coming down, the higher your antibodies are, the more destruction has happened to your thyroid. So the goal is to slow this process down to where your immune system is not attacking your thyroid so much so that your thyroid keeps producing some thyroid hormones. The more destroyed it gets, the more medicine you have to go on until it's completely destroyed. So So I went from 115 to 78, so that's fantastic. But there are people who have antibodies in the thousands, and they're suffering so much.
Wow.
And
you know, and some people don't like when I say this, but sometimes I tell them having the cancer was the more manageable part. It's this thyroid stuff that's been harder to deal with for me personally.
It is.
Because, you know, you can never really truly get rid of it. It just, you got to take the meds and all of these things have reactions. And I never realized things that it interacts with. So you have to keep up on your iron levels, your vitamin D, your potassium.
D3.
Yes.
Magnesium.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many supplements I take.
I might not be in competition with you, but probably close.
I don't think it's a competition. I think we should all have a supplement party and just put all the pills out on the table and just say, let me see that one. Let me see that one.
Okay, well, what are your views about juicing and, like, green smoothies as far as someone dealing with hypothyroidism? Because something that I've read that's kind of confusing to me is that I've done a lot of reading saying that, people with hypothyroidism shouldn't have a lot of kale, greens, broccoli.
I'm gonna totally butcher this. Crucifix vegetables.
I messed it up too. As well.
I don't know how that is for hypothyroid, but that's specifically something I've had to eliminate out of my diet because it is a goitrogen vegetables.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, so it's more for Hashimoto's and possibly if you have nodules on the thyroid. I would have to double-check on that. But I specifically, I don't eat kale. I don't eat broccoli. I can't have spinach unless it's cooked. I don't eat too much raw, and that has to do with some digestion stuff that happens with the thyroid problem. So everything I like to eat is very well cooked.
Yes, I'm kind of with you on that same thing. The closest I really come to a lot of raw is I will do a juice, and I will do my smoothies, but that's about it. I'm very much into the more Ayurvedic way of eating.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very well-cooked food. Very,
very
smart.
Yes.
And your digestion doesn't have to work as hard, and all your nutrients are all mixed together. All yummy stuff.
Yes. I think the only reason why I kind of do the juicing and the smoothies is because I know that I'm going to get a large serving of vegetables at that particular point, so that just in case my schedule doesn't allow that I can get, you know, other vegetables in, I know I've gotten a decent serving in. And also I have found that it has helped somewhat with I have problems with chronic anemia and then having this thyroid and taking the Synthroid, because if people don't know this, if you're on Synthroid, which is a thyroid medication that most of us have to take, you don't have a choice in the matter, you have to take this medication in order to live, it can mess with the absorption in your stomach. So you're not absorbing iron and all these things like you previously did. And so that's
you are taking iron, aren't you?
Yes and no. I actually don't process oral iron very well. So I actually have to, every now and then, this was even before I found out about, you know, my thyroid problem and having my thyroid removed rather. I take thyroid and not injections, IV iron to keep my iron.
Everyone
has
to do what they need to do. Have you ever heard of the medication called Tyrosint? Tyrosint?
No.
You may want to explore that a little bit. It's a newer T4 medicine. It is gluten-free, dye-free, filler-free. It comes in an olive oil gel pill. It absorbs much faster and much quicker than Synthroid. It's a new medication. I was put on it 7 weeks after I was diagnosed with hypothyroid. My endocrinologist pushed me over because I was not reacting well with the Synthroid. I've been on it ever since. I'm so thrilled.
And what's the name of it again?
Tyrosint. T-I-R-O.
Okay, got it.
Check into it and see if you can make the switch. No side effects whatsoever, for me at least.
Got it. Right. I'm willing to try almost anything these days.
Yeah, look into it. It's good.
We have a few minutes left, and I just wanted to ask you if you wanted to, I didn't know if you wanted to share your business information or any way for people to contact you. whether it's about your personal training or anything like that?
Well, there's two things. I do have me and a gentleman by the name of Brandon Sander have a thyroid page on Facebook called Thyroid Discussion Page. And I invite anybody to come join that page if they like. I'm actually starting a fitness challenge with my thyroid change, my thyroid discussion page members. And my other Facebook page is Conscious Fitness of Hollywood, Florida.
Right.
But lately I've been spending more time on the thyroid discussion page.
Now, is that a thyroid discussion group? Because I'm on Facebook right now trying to pull it up. I want to make
it's
sure I have
thyroid,
it.
Yes, I'm sorry, thyroid discussion group, yes. That would be
okay.
Me.
Awesome. Well, I'm joining.
Please do. I'd love to continue talking with you, and I could definitely guide you in pretty good places with the exercise. You can come join our fitness challenge.
I have to. I was given a challenge by my partner, so I'm supposed to be trying to lose 20 pounds, and I don't know how that's going, by January.
Well, I like to put it this way, especially with people with hyperthyroid. I mean, I work with people that don't have thyroid issues, and let me tell you, it's not that easy to lose weight, even when you have nothing wrong with you. So my philosophy has always been, and now it's even more so, it's heal from the inside out. If you start to do that, whatever changes you make on the inside will definitely show on the outside eventually. Take that pressure off trying to lose the weight. But come join us on the page, Tiffany, and we'd love to have you. The group is wonderful. We have a great, I call it ebb and flow on the page.
Right. And the same goes for my listeners out there. If you think that this is something that would work for you, it's called a thyroid discussion group, and it's on Facebook.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. It's a great group. We're very friendly. It's great.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Raina, for your time. You've really educated me. And listeners, I'm sorry I made it all about the Tiffany show today and her thyroid issue. But I think that Raina provided me and you with some good information. And as I said earlier, I suggest that everyone annually get tested for thyroid issues.
Absolutely. And not that, their antibodies as well.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for that. And if you don't know what to ask for, just tell your doctor you want whatever lab test that they do to make sure that your thyroid is working in proper order. And if you have any questions for Raina, is there a particular place that they can reach you other than through me?
Well, they can come to the thyroid discussion group page.
Okay.
Or they could, yeah, that would probably be the smartest thing to do. The conscious fitness page is something else.
Okay, got it. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you taking out this time to educate me and my listeners and sharing your story with us. And if you ever, have something else coming up and you want to promote it, please reach out to me. I'll be more than welcome to, because this has been an awesome educational experience.
I really appreciate that, Tiffany, and I might have something for you in the future.
All right. Well, you take care and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Thank you so much for joining my show today. I hope you didn't mind the very personal conversation that I had with Raina today on thyroid disease. But as I said, it's something that's very, very close to my heart. And I just wanted to share with you guys and get some information out there. So if you have any questions or concerns, please always hit me up on Get Deep and Keep It Real Facebook or Get Deep and Keep It Real on Twitter. And if it's very complicated, you can hit me up at getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com. Well, until next week, not quite sure what I'm going to be doing next week, and I might take next week off, not quite sure, because I've done three or four shows in the last week, and, you know, sometimes I need a little rest. I need to rest the voice. But in any case, hit me back up next Wednesday, same time. And if there's a change, I'll be sure to send you information out beforehand. All right. If not, I'll see you next Wednesday. Take care. Have a great weekend. Peace, love, and happiness. And health.